Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. Del Shipley, the telephone in her hand, sat at the desk in her office at the Golden Peacock, the nightclub she ran in Chicago. The walls of the room were covered with photographs of her friends in the theatrical world, but directly opposite her desk, where she could see it when she lifted her eyes, there was one photograph which stood out in contrast to the others. It was a picture of Lefty Larkin, Aunt Mary's old friend and helper at the little farm in Wakefield. Lefty, who occupied a special place in Del Shipley's heart. Now, as Del waits for the telephone call to go through, she looks thoughtfully into Lefty's face, wondering if he'll ever get over his stubborn resentment for her. There is a knock at the door, followed by the entrance of Lily Devon.
Are you busy, Del?
No. Come in, hon. Sit down. I'm calling Wakefield. Promised Aunt Mary I'd get in touch with her after Lisa's first night.
Oh, well, maybe I better clear out.
Well, what for? We're not going to talk secrets long distance, you know. Besides, I need moral support. I really hate to tell Mary how it went.
Yeah, I'll bet you
do. But on the other hand, I gotta be on the level. I'll have to tell her the kid flopped. Yeah? Hello? Hello? Mary?
Is that you, Dale?
Yeah, how are you?
Just fine, thanks, Dale. How are you?
I'm okay. Mary, this girl you set up...
Lisa? Yes, I've been awfully anxious to hear, Dale. Has she gotten started yet?
Yeah, she opened here at the Peacock last night.
Oh, that's wonderful. How was she?
Well, it's always pretty tough after you've been away from this sort of work for a while. You don't just dive right in again.
No, of course not, but I'm sure she'll work out all right.
Oh, sure. You can't tell right away. She'll probably get her second wind.
Wait a minute, Dale. Is something wrong?
Wrong? Why, no, Mary. Why?
You sound as if you're keeping something back. I know you too well, Del Shipley. Come on now, out with it. What's the matter?
Okay, Mary. The fact is, Lisa wasn't exactly a howling success last night.
Oh, that's a shame, Dale. I did so hope that...
Now, don't get yourself all upset, Mary. She wasn't too bad.
She wasn't?
No. Really. But there's no use kidding you. She wasn't too good, either.
Oh. I'm so disappointed. It would have meant a lot for Lisa to get a good start again.
Yeah, I know. Well, I promised to give you a report. I'm sorry it wasn't good news.
Oh, that's all right, Dale. I know you did the best you could for her.
I'm glad to. It's funny, it seems as if something's eating that girl.
Yes, that's true, Dale. She's a very unhappy young woman. She needs understanding and sympathy.
Well, who doesn't?
She needs someone to confide in.
Uh-huh. Well, Mary, you know how it is. I tried to give the girl a break, but if she hasn't got what it takes...
Oh, of course, Dale. I know you have to think about the business end of it. But I can't tell you how disappointed I am.
Well, I'm disappointed, too.
I appreciate your calling me, Dale.
Oh, darn it.
What, Dale?
Nothing. This is very important to you, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, it is. The thing is, I didn't want to lose track of her. That girl's the key to something here in Wakefield. Besides, I'm very fond of her.
Oh, sure. She's a nice little kid underneath. Well, listen, Mary. Maybe she'll do better next time.
You mean your wand working for you?
Yeah. I hope it'll do some good.
Oh, that's wonderful of you, Dale. I was sure I could count on you. And I do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, be seeing you soon.
Yes. Goodbye, Dale. And thanks for calling.
So long.
You knew darn well you were going to keep Lisa on all the time.
I'm not so sure about that, Lily. After all, I'm a businesswoman. But you know how I feel about Mary Lane. If she wants something...
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's pretty hard to resist her.
The thing is, she never asks a guy for something unless there's a darn good reason in back of it. And I am sorry for that youngster. She's such a sensitive little mouse.
You should have seen her last night after the first show. I went back to the dressing room, and there she was, taking off her makeup. She was all set to clear out. Figured you'd be in there any minute to give her the bounce.
Yeah? Well, what did she say?
Well, she knew she wasn't any good, and she didn't want to be a nuisance to you, and so on. I had to talk fast. And then, while we were still arguing it out, well, Tommy brought in some flowers. Yellow roses. Dozens of them. Well, the kid gets this faraway look in her eye, and I say to myself, this is it. Sure enough, they were from her husband, Lance.
No kidding. Lance Fenner. Well, he's a darn good dancer.
Yeah, that's what she says. In fact, she says the reason her act stinks now is that she's no good by herself.
I get it. Maybe she's right. Well, for the love of Mike, why doesn't she go back to him? If he's sending her roses, he's not doing it just to be polite. The guy's probably still crazy about her.
Sure, but it's not as simple as that.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me it's another one of these four-cornered triangles.
No, nothing like that. Well, that's what's got me going in circles. I don't know what the dickens is wrong.
Well, tell me this. Do you think the kid's in love with him?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
But what? Don't tell me a little thing like an unhappy love affair has you stymied.
I don't know. Maybe I'm flipping. But I can't seem to make heads or tails of this one.
Why don't you get her to spill it?
I've tried to, Del, but she won't give. She just keeps saying she'd like to go back to him, but she can't. She can't face him. He'd never forgive her. You know, that routine.
Well, if you can't do anything, nobody can. You might as well skip it.
Now, wait a minute, Del. There is somebody who might be able to get at the bottom of it.
Well, if there is, I wish they'd get going.
Sure, so do I, Del. So how about it?
How about... Look, if you mean yours truly, you can just count me out.
You could do it, Del. Aunt Mary wouldn't have sent Lisa to you if she hadn't thought so.
Well, but why me? Why should I be the fall guy? You know what happens when you go sticking your nose into other people's affairs.
Yeah, but you just said...
Never mind what I said. Now, listen, I'm no Cupid. I can't be doubling for Mr. Anthony every time somebody's marriage busts up. I've got my hands full as it is, just to keep things going.
But, Del...
Listen, hon. Far be it from me to brush you off, but I've got work to do. Now, why don't you run along and peddle your papers?
You could help that kid a lot, Del. She needs someone like you. Aunt Mary must think so, too, or she wouldn't...
You and Aunt Mary. I don't see why you both have to pick on me to get the headaches.
Well, you're older. You're more experienced.
Oh, fine. I'm older. Listen, Lily. I'm not exactly decrepit. I may be getting a little thick around the middle, but I'm not ready to sit in a rocking chair with a shawl around my head and give out with the good advice.
You know darn well what I'm getting at. Don't try to put up a smokescreen.
Who's... Oh, nuts.
I knew you would.
I didn't say
that. But you will. Won't you, Del? Please.
Honestly, between you and Mary Lane, I haven't got a chance.
Don't give me that. You're just as much a softie as anybody. You just put on this act to protect yourself from letting go.
All right, you win. What do you want me to do?
Well, here's the thing, Del. The way I see it, you gotta work fast. This Lance is set at the Copper Room in New York.
Uh-huh.
At least I saw something about it in a trade paper. Now, if we could get Lisa to change her mind, to see him before he clears out...
Well, what am I supposed to do? Tie her down and then make her listen to him? Besides, how can we be sure the guy's still in there pitching?
The flowers. You said so yourself.
Lily, you ought to know by now that just because a guy sends you a few roses, that doesn't mean that he wants to go through life with you hand in hand.
You've got me there. Boy, if every man who... Oh, well... Let's not be morbid.
Okay. Let's not. Anyway.
The main thing is to get Lisa to tell you what it is she thinks she's done. This terrible thing that she's so sure Lance will hate her for. Personally, I think she's built it all up in her own mind. But you can tell about that when you get started. Oh, I'm sure you can do it, Del. Remember, it's for Aunt Mary.
Well, all right. I'll do my best. But don't expect miracles.
I do, though. I've seen you in action before. And I promise you this. If you can't accomplish anything, I won't say another word. But I'm darn sure you can.
As she went downstairs, Lily Devine was elated, full of confidence. She would have been even more so had she realized what a favor she'd accomplished this afternoon for her friend Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece. For if Lisa's story was brought out into the open, and the truth about her baby son, which Bill Meade believed to be his own, became known, Then the last obstacle would be removed between Peggy and the man she loved.